Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Today, Fabian introduces a special week of prayer and fasting for Taunton by our B1 group of churches from many different denominations across the town.
So very good morning on this beautiful and sunny Monday morning, 7th of October. I hope you all are doing well if you're watching this later. My name is Fabian. I'm the Vicar of St. James, and thank you, Lynn, for joining me this morning. It's a special week for many Christians in Taunton as we are going to this week pray. And not just one church, not just two churches, but many churches around Taunton, beginning the days at 6:30 in the morning on Zoom in prayer, and finishing the day in one of the churches every day from 7:30 to 8:30. And we pray for our own lives that we will experience God deeper and have a deeper desire to share who God is and what he has done in our lives and the message of his love, but also that the churches will grow deeper in their own understanding of the life of God and their purpose in this town. So if you're interested, on our Facebook, St. James Facebook, there are more details there. But also then this morning prayer will be a mixture of what we do traditionally, and then what we do as a group of churches, B1. So we'll have a little bit different readings. The reflection is today's reflection given by the churches together in Taunton about revival in our hearts. It starts with us. And then we will have a time of prayer to pray that God will use this time, this week, to revive our heart, to revive our church, and to speak to us, that we may be a great blessing to our town, and who knows, maybe further too. So let's start our morning prayer with the words of preparation. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made, as we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep. Open our eyes to behold your presence, and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
So Psalm 85, you, Lord, showed favour to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins.
You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger.
Restore us again, God our Saviour, and put away your displeasure towards us.
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations?
Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation.
I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly.
Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land.
Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest.
righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. We'll finish with our traditional end of a psalm.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And our reading today is taken from the book of Isaiah, which is an invitation as we come to God to receive from him freely.
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear, and come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so my word that goes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament reading is about a prayer. Paul praying, and a prayer of gratitude for all that his friends Timothy and his ministry is. Paul and Timothy. Oh no, it's Paul and Timothy praying for the Christian in Philippi. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus. To all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayer for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think that way, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that on the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced a harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So I'm going to read a reflection, which is not mine, is from one of the leader of the B1. But before I do so, I like this reading about Paul and Timothy praying for the saints in Philippi, and his confidence that the work that God had started in this church in Philippi 2,000 years ago, God was going also to bring it to completion. And his confidence was because he knew the Christians there. He knew that they really loved God and they wanted to honor him. And the prayer is that that love for God and for one another will continue to grow in knowledge and in full insight. And I was just thinking, I'm already starting preparing for the PCC next week. PCC is a gathering of those who've been elected to think about the church and its mission and its life. But really, our responsibility is to discern what God is saying. And so to grow in our love for one another, but that this love is also guided by good knowledge and insight of what God is calling us to be and to do, so that we will produce a harvest. And yesterday at St. James, we celebrated harvest, a great festival. But of course, as Christian, the harvest is not just a harvest of food or a thanksgiving of money, but it's a harvest of people who will be touched by the good news, and where lives will be transformed, and where the world will see the power of Jesus Christ. And that's what we pray today as churches, that we in our hearts will be the first to be revived. So here is the short reflection from B1. Revive our hearts. Maybe the word revival conjures images of thousands flocking the church, communities, towns, and nations being transformed, crime rates dropping, pubs closing, and crops being produced greater in size and volume than ever before. Yet, while the momentum of revival impacts thousands, it always begins with the revival of the heart. A revival comes through the revived. For some, increasing secularism or other religion is the greatest challenge to Christianity. For others, lukewarm apathy is the greatest challenge. Indifference is the most deadly thing in any relationship. And where it exists in the lives of Jesus' followers, it is we who stand in the greatest need of revival. American writer Bob Sorge says Jesus did not die for a bribe that yawns in church on Sunday, but for a bribe with fire in her eyes who feels as passionate about him as he does about her. Surely the very concept of a passionless Christian is the greatest oxymoron in the life, in the world. God longs to bestow passion and fire in his people, and it starts with us. So Lord, revive our hearts. Natural, the heart can suffer arrhythmia, cardiomyopathy, and various kinds of coronary heart disease. Sadly, they all have their spiritual equivalents that works to disaffect and disease our hearts before the Lord. Maybe today, during this week of prayer and fasting, the Lord might perform a spiritual ECG on us, his people, testing the activity and health of our hearts. Maybe the Holy Spirit might take a heavenly defibrillator to administer an injection of divine life to our hearts, that we might know his reviving power, restoring our hearts to their God-intended rhythms. So let us come to the Lord with hunger today, for hunger escorts us into the deeper things of God. Let's come to the Lord with hunger that is not driven by the desire to get something from him, but simply to know him more, to encounter him, to be filled with his life, to know him reviving our hearts. That's a reflection from Simon Taylor, who is the leader at Oakwood Church. So with that reflection and with that prayer of Paul and Timothy to the people of Philippi, let's pray ourselves. Let's pray for our own lives and the life of our own church and for the life of the church across the town. And let's pray for the churches around the world, that through their willingness to spend time with God and encounter him, they will too become a blessing to others. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for that promise that when we come to you, you revealed yourself to us. At time it might be a revelation of what needs to change. Other times it's an assurance of your love and your presence. But always you speak in one way or another, drawing us closer to your heart and to your life. Seeking to produce in us, not just individually, but in us together, as your people here in Taunton, a way of life that will speak loudly to a world that is lost and broken. So Lord, use this week to speak to your people and to speak to us first. Revive our hearts, our minds and our imagination. Fill us with a fresh knowledge of your power, of your presence, and of your purposes.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.